Part 1. August 25th, 1991. Dear friend, I am writing to you because she said you listen and understand and didn't try to sleep with that person at that party even though you could have. Please don't try to figure out who she is, because then you might figure out who I am, and I really don't want you to do that. I will call people by different names, or generic names, because I don't want you to find me. I didn't enclose a return address for the same reason. I mean nothing bad by this, honest. I just need to know that someone out there listens and understands and doesn't try to sleep with people even if they could have. I need to know that these people exist. I think you of all people would understand that, because I think you of all people are alive and appreciate what that means. At least I hope you do, because other people look to you for strength and friendship, and it's that simple. At least that's what I've heard. So, this is my life. And I want you to know that I am both happy and sad, and I'm still trying to figure out how that could be. I try to think of my family as a reason for me being this way, especially after my friend Michael stopped going to school one day last spring, and we heard Mr. Vaughn's voice on the loudspeaker. Boys and girls, I regret to inform you that one of our students has passed on. We will hold a memorial service for Michael Dobson during assembly this Friday. I don't know how news travels around school, and why it is very often right. Maybe it was in the lunchroom. It's hard to remember. But Dave with the awkward glasses told us that Michael killed himself. His mom played bridge with one of Michael's neighbors, and they heard the gunshot. I don't really remember much of what happened after that, except that my older brother came to Mr. Vaughn's office in my middle school and told me to stop crying. Then, he put his arm on my shoulder and told me to get it out of my system before Dad came home. We then went to eat French fries at McDonald's, and he taught me how to play pinball. He even made a joke that because of me, he got to skip an afternoon of school and asked me if I wanted to help him work on his Camaro. I guess I was pretty messy because he never let me work on his Camaro before. At the guidance counselor sessions, they asked the few of us who actually liked Michael to say a few words. I think they were afraid that some of us would try to kill ourselves or something, because they looked very tense, and one of them kept touching his beard. Bridget, who was crazy, said that sometimes she thought about suicide when commercials come on during TV. She was sincere, and this puzzled the guidance counselors. Carl, who was nice to everyone, said that he felt very sad, but could never kill himself because it is a sin. This one guidance counselor went through the whole group and finally came to me. What do you think, Charlie? What was so strange about this was the fact that I had never met this man because he was a specialist, and he knew my name even though I wasn't wearing a name tag like they do in open house. Well, I think that Michael was a nice guy, and I don't understand why he did it. As much as I feel sad, I think that not knowing is what really bothers me. I just reread that, and it doesn't sound like how I talk, especially in that office because I was crying still. I never did stop crying. The counselor said that he suspected that Michael had problems at home and didn't feel like he had anyone to talk to. That's maybe why he felt all alone and killed himself. Then, I started screaming at the guidance counselor that Michael could have talked to me, and I started crying even harder. He tried to calm me down by saying that he meant an adult, like a teacher or a guidance counselor, but it didn't work, and eventually, my brother came by the middle school in his Camaro to pick me up. For the rest of the school year, the teachers treated me different and gave me better grades even though I didn't get any smarter. To tell you the truth, I think I made them all nervous. Michael's funeral was strange because his father didn't cry, And 3 months later, he left Michael's mom.